ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג ביד השם יתברך, פרשת לך לך. And we see at the beginning, the קדוש ברוך הוא ask אברהם אבינו, ויאמר אדוני אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך. השם commanded אברהם אבינו to leave his home place and to go. Where is he going to go? אל הארץ אשר אראך. Rashi tells us he didn't want to tell him where he wants him to go. Why? To make it more exciting for Abraham Abinu. He's going, that is putting his bitachon Kadosh Baruch Hu, wherever Hashem is going to ask him to go, he'll go. He was willing to go anywhere Hashem is going to send him. And Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Abinu, he told him, Ve'ezcha legoy gadol, ve'abarechecha, ve'agadela shemecha, ve'heye beracha. I'm going to bless you over there. You're going to go over there. You're going to get all the brachot. Here, you're not going to get brachot. Over there, you're going to go over there. Then I'm going to give you the brachot. Ve'ezcha legoy gadol. Rashi tells us, we have a few pirushim. Rashi tells us, Dabar acher ve'ezcha legoy gadol, zehu she'omrim Elohei Abraham. Ve'abarechecha zehu she'omrim Elohei Yitzhak. Ve'agadela shemecha zehu she'omrim Elohei Yaakov. That means everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ezchel Goy Gadol, that's Elohei Abraham. What's Elohei Abraham? Hashem Tonem Be'efriticha, Be'erbiticha. From you, everyone's going to come out of you. Ve'haita Ab Hamon Goyim, like he told him at the end of the parasha. So, Ve'ezchel Goy Gadol. That's what we say in the Amidah, Elohei Abraham. Ve'abarechecha Zeho She'omrim Elohei Yitzhak. Again, Hashem, Ve'etberiti Akim Et Yitzhak. And from Yitzhak, Am Yisrael is going to come. That's a real bracha that's coming to Abraham Abinu. V'agadila shemecha, zehu she'omrim Elohei Yaakov. That's here what the Rashi is telling us over here. We all know the pirush of the... Many mfarshim, they brought actually that pirush. But we'll read it here from the Hatam Sofer. He tells us here in Torat Moshe, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Alef. He writes over here, V'hennera ki Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. How many letters you have in the names Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov? You have 13 letters. 13, Gematria Ahad. Gematria Ahad, Hashem Ahad. That's referring to all the 13, Gematria Ahad. And if you add the Mfarshim, they add also, it's not here in the Hatam Sofer, they add also, if you take the, how many letters you have in the Emmahot, Sarah, Rubka, Rahel, Leah, you add them up, you also have 13. They teach us 13 plus 13, 26, that's Hashem's name. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is with the Abot and Emmahot, that's a complete, you make Hashem's name. But here, where is Hatam Sofer is telling us, Abraham, Ishaq, Yaakov, Hem 13 Otiyot, Kim Mispar Ehad. He said, however, that's only if we're saying Abraham, Ishaq, Yaakov. But we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Yaakov's name. Said your name is not going to be Yaakov anymore. Your name is going to be Israel. So if you're going to count Abraham, Yitzhak, Israel, you're going to have 14 letters. It's not going to be Gematria Ahad. What are you going to do? Therefore, said we call him Yaakov. You cannot call him Israel because if you're going to call him Israel, then it's going to be 14 letters. You're going to mix up all the Gematria. Therefore, we call him Yaakov. However, he says over here, you could call Yaakov Israel, how? By calling Abraham, Abram. If you're going to call Abraham, Abram, now we have Abram, Yitzhak, Israel, you have 13, perfect. But if you're going to change Yaakov's name to Israel, it's going to be on the account of Abraham's name. Therefore, the Rashi tells us over here, V'agadila shemecha, I'm going to make your name bigger. Your name is not going to be Abram, it's going to be Abraham, five letters. How is it going to be five letters? Zeo she'omrim Elohei Yaakov ve'lo Elohei Israel. If you're going to say Elohei Israel, then we have to make your name Abram. We have to make it four letters. But now that I told you v'agadela shemecha, I'm going to make your name bigger. How? With adding the hey, it's going to be five letters. That's automatically, it's going to be Elohei Yaakov. That's what the Hatan Sofer tells us. I saw the Maran Ahida also brings down, he doesn't quote the Hatan Sofer. They brings down, he said, the Rabbanei Ashkenazim, they bring such a pirush. Said, even though there's a lot what to ask on that pirush, But he said, still, it's sharp. Sharp pirush. He called it, Mikol Makom Zeharif. That's what he said. It's a sharp pirush. That's what the Marana Hida, he calls it. But whatever it is, that's here what Rashi is telling us. Ba'gaddila shemecha zehu she'omrim Elohei Yaakov. Now, Rashi also tells us, he says, Ba'barichecha. What does mean Ba'barichecha? Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, Ba'barichecha ve'gaddila shemecha. Rashi says, "Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, because lefi she'ederech goremet l'shlusha dvarim, me'ma'atet periyah v'ribiyah, me'ma'atet tamamon, me'ma'atet tashem, lefi chach huzkak l'shlush berachot elo." So then he told them, "Ve'ezcha l'goy gadol, gonna have a lot of children, ve'abarechecha, you're gonna have a lot of money, ve'heye beracha, all the brachot gonna be in your hand." That's what he said. "Ve'abarechecha," Rashi said, "Ve'abarechecha b'mamun." That's what Hachim Doresh and Midrash Rabbah. Well, I'm going to give you Beracha with the Mamun. You're going to be very wealthy, Abraham Avinu. Everyone's going to hear about you, that you're the most wealthiest person on earth. That's what the Pasuk's telling him, Barakha b'Mamun. Because we see later on the treaty of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shomer Abtahato. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Omer Ve'ose. He blessed Abraham Avinu. The Pasuk said, Ul Abraham Hetib Ba'aburah. והילות צון ובקר וחמורים ועבדים ושפחות ואתונות וגמלים. יד אללה רוף. ואברהם כבן בעוד במקנה בכסף בזהב וילך למסעיו. It was very wealthy. That's what the pasuk telling us. And even though the pasuk tells us, well, Abraham hetib ba'abura, who's hetib to Abraham ba'abur hu ba'abur sarah? Was who's the one, the pasuk right before? והיא כבוא אברהם מצרימה, they took right away, they took sarah to Paro. And the Pasuk said, ויראו אותה שרי פרעו, והללו אותה אל פרעו. ותוקח האישה בית פרעו, ולאברהם הייתי בעבורה. Who was giving Abraham all that wealth? It doesn't say in the Pasuk, it said, ולאברהם הייתי בעבורה. Who was מיטיב to Abraham because of Sarah? So Rashi tells us, ולאברהם הייתי בעבורה, ולאברהם הייתי פרעו בעבורה, שנתן לו מתנות. Obviously, we're talking about Parao. Parao, he gave him all the wealth to Abraham Avinu. Therefore, Abraham became very wealthy. That's what Rashi brings down. As if the Pasuk is missing a word for us to understand what the Pasuk means. Well, Abraham hetib Parao ba'abura. That's how we're supposed to read the Pasuk to understand it proper way. That's according to Rashi. However, I saw Yonatan Uziel, he doesn't like that pirush. Why? Because it doesn't say in the Pasuk, Abraham hetib ba'abura ve'yitten lo tzon u'bakar v'hamurim. The Pasuk was supposed to say, if according to Rashi, the Pasuk was supposed to say, ve'yitten lo tzon u'bakar v'hamurim. Abraham hetib par'o because of Sarah, and he gave him tzon u'bakar v'hamurim. Doesn't say that he gave him. It said, ve'yilo, and he had. What do you mean he had? Yonatan Uziel says clearly, Abraham oteb par'o begina. Parao, he gave him, he did something good to Abraham because of Sarah. Vahavu le middileh, an vitorin vahavunim vichuleh. Vahavu le middileh, what's middileh? From his own. Abraham, he had on his own. He explains here also the Pirush Yonatan. He says exactly, Pirush shehaya lo mishlo. Vehetib lo. So what do you mean, hetib? Well, Abraham hetib parao ba'abura. What kind of benefit Parao gave to Abraham because of Sarah? Says clearly, well, Abraham hetib ba'abura. What he gave him? They said, you know what's the toba that Parao gave to Abraham? והתובה שהטיב לו הוא מה שלא הרגו ולקח ממנו את ממונו. Said that was the toba. That what? And that's the toba that Abraham got from Parao. But it doesn't mean that all the wealth that Abraham had it came from Parao. No, all the wealth came from his own medile. That says in the pasuk, Abraham hetib ba'abura Parao. He did something to Abraham. He said, no, the good that he did to him is that only that he didn't kill him. That was the toba that he did to him. He did him a favor that he didn't kill him. Otherwise, b'mekedem, a guy, he came over there, gave him to Mitzrayim, and Parao, he want his wife, he wants Sarah. Automatically, he's going to kill Abraham and take Sarah. Very easy. Didn't have such a big deal with killing people. He was the king. He could do whatever he wants. So that's the Torah that he gave him. And based on this, we told you once, there's the story brought down the Midrash Rabbah, The Midrash Rabbah tells us here that we don't want to get into what's going on over here, but we'll get to our idea. The Midrash Rabbah says here in Parashat Toldot, Parashat Samech Daret Siman Yud, the Midrash says here that Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, he was very sharp. Every time the Am Israel, they have questions, the Goyim, they have questions against Am Israel, he used to send Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. He was very sharp. He used to give them the right answer on the spot. So, Bikitsur, we'll get now. Al Vidarash, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, once he gave a speech, what the speech? He brought a mashal. He said, Ari taraf teref ve'amad etzim begrono. Once a lion attacked, he was looking for his feast, and he attacked it, and he ate it. But the problem is, while he was eating it, a small bone got stuck in the lion's throat. Has it the lion now? Who's going to help him? There's no pediatrician, you know, there's no... Today they have places, you know, so you could take your dog to the doctor. But back then, no such a thing. So what is he going to do? So he announced in the field, Amar kol de'ate umapik le, anaya hible agre. Anyone who's going to come help me, help the lion, take out the bone that got stuck in his throat, the lion would reward him a lot. So the Midrash says, Ata hadin kore mitzra'a. Kora mitzra'a demukare harich. There was a special bird from Egypt that he has long nose, long, how do you call it? Long mouth. And he went inside. Yahib mukare ve'apike. He went inside, the lion opened up his mouth. And that bird, he went inside his mouth. And he took out the bone, he took it out. He took it out, he showed the lion, said, here's the bone. Now you feel good? Baruch Hashem, everything, I'm good. After he took out the bone, Amarle, the bird was waiting. Was my reward. You have to pay me. You announced anyone's going to take the bone out of your mouth, you're going to reward him. Habli agree. Amarle, the lion told him, Zil tehe melagleg ve'omer de'alit lefuma de'arye bishlam ve'nafakta bishlam. So he told him, the reward I'm going to give you. What's the reward? Go now and praise yourself in front of everyone. Tell them, Mi shama kazot, mi ra'a ka'ele. Did you ever hear a bird goes inside the lion's throat, lion's mouth, and it stays alive? That's me. He said, that's enough. If you're going to go tell people that that's what he did, that's going to be your reward. That means your reward that I didn't eat you, you came out alive. That's here, the same idea. He said, what kind of hotaba hetib par'o for Abraham? Like he on time knows the el, it doesn't say ve'iten lo tzonu bakar. Vehi lo tzonu bakar. He had on his own, Abraham Avinu tzonu bakar. So had the Pasuk said, will Abraham hetib ba'abura, the tovarat he was metib for him, that he didn't kill him. That he nechnas b'shalom ve'yasa b'shalom. That's enough for Abraham Avinu. That's the tovarat that the goyim do to Am Israel. That what is it? We're not going to kill you. That's the Toba. But to give him all the money? I said, for sure not. Who gave him all the money? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He promised, Barechicha, you're going to go, the place I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you Barecha. How? Rashi said, from the Midrash, Barecha b'mamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shomer Abtachato. He blessed him, Ve'ilo tzon, u'bakar, v'abadim, shvachot, v'chule, v'chule. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him, all the wealth that Abraham got, he didn't get it from Paro. Unlike what Rashi said, Ul Abraham hetib par'o ba'abura ve'natan lo matanot. Yonatan Hosea doesn't like that pirush because it doesn't say ve'itten lo, it says ve'hilo. That's here what Yonatan Hosea is telling us. Now, I saw them farshim, they tried to understand, said, in what zechut Abraham Avinu, he got all this wealth. You're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he blessed him ba'barcha b'mamon, he's going to give you a lot of money, he's going to be very wealthy. But what did Abraham Abinu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to give the person wealth. He had to be worthy to accept that wealth. What something good Abraham Abinu did? Obviously, he did a lot of things. But one thing that makes the person wealthy, we see here later on, the Pasuk tells us. Pasuk said, after Abraham and Sarah, they were traveling. Ve'yabor Abraham ba'aretz ad mikom shechem ad elenu moreh. כן, ויעתק משם ההרה מקדם לבית אל וית אהולו. בית אל מים והעי מקדם, ויבן שם מזבח לאדוני ויקרא בשם אדוני. אברהם אבינו, they went to a place, מקדם לבית אל, ויעתק משם ההרה מקדם לבית אל, close to בית אל, ויית אהולו. He put a stand over there. בית אל מים ועי מקדם, אני סטארט ויבלד מסבייח, אני אנאונס השם's name, to make people do teshuba, bring them to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא. The problem is, Rashi point out over here, ויית אהולו, מקדם לבית אל, ויית אהולו. He put his tent, he put up his tent, אברהם אבינו, he put up his tent, but the problem, it says in the word אהולה, it says אהולו, הוא דהי at the end. We read it אהולו, but it's written אהולה. So it sounds like אהולה, who's אהולה? He put Sarah's tent. Doesn't say that he put his tent, put Sarah's tent. So Rashi brings down אהולו, אהולה כתיב. Why? בתחילה נטע את אוהל אשתו, ואחר כך נטע את אוהל שלו. First he put Sarah's tent, ויית אהולה. First he put her tent, then he took care of his own, that means he was taking care of his wife. That's here what the pasuk telling us. And that's also the Midrash Rabbah also brings down the same thing on the pasuk. Said Vayit Ahulo, what Ahulo? Ahula Kiti, the Midrash said, Melamed, that he put the tent of Sarah first. Why he put the tent of Sarah? Over there, the Biur Hadushay HaRadal, over there on the Midrash, he tells us, he said, you know why he put Sarah's tent first? Because we know Sarah, Rashi brings down later on, like Parashat Toldot, that Shekhinah was on top of the tent of Sarah Menu. Sarah Menu, Anan Kashur al Ahula. Since that she has Shekhinah with her, therefore he put her tent first, then he put his tent. That's here what the Mefarshim tell us, but that's what it is. The problem is that this is not the first time it says in the Torah, Vayet Ahulo. I saw here the Pirush Da'at Skenim, Ba'alet Tosafot. It brings down here, פירש רשי ויית אהולו אהולה כתיב מלמד שבתחלה נטע אוהל אשתו. ואם תאמר, he has a problem here, he said, it says before already אהולה, and we read it אהולו. Where? Not by Abraham, by Noah. After Noah came out of the תיבה, it says in the פסוק, וישת מן היין וישקר, ויתגל בתוך אהולו. Over there also it says אהולו ודהי at the end, and we read it Ahulo, but it says Ahula. What's a Pirush over there? So let's open up over there, see what's going on. So we have Rashi also over there, no problem. It says, Rashi tells us by Noah, Ahulo, Ahula Ketib. What did this come to teach us? Noah, he put his wife's tent before his tent. What happened? And they said, no. Remez al aseret ha-shebatim shenkreu al shem shomron. Shenkret Ahula. שגלו על עסקי היין, שני, אמר השוטים במזרקי יין. So what is it, Rashi telling us? Said, אהולו, אהולה. Said, אהולה, אהולה. Let's open up the Tanakh. Where do you see the word אהולה? We see in Sefer Yechezkel, the pasuk, all over there, the whole perek is talking, many prakim over there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Nabi Yechezkel about Am Yisrael, that they're doing Abirot, doing Arayot, doing this, doing that, telling them. And he was telling him that the Shomron, the Ir Shomron, the town which is called Shomron, her name, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is calling Shomron, referring to Shomron as Ahula, and referring to Yerushalayim as Aholiba. That's what the pasuk over there told us. And here the pasuk, Beyet Aholo, said, what was the problem that Shomron was destroyed? What happened? You know why? Shigalu al askeh yain. Because they were drinking a lot of wine. When a person drinks, then he becomes drunk. Then he doesn't know what he's doing. That's all Abirot comes after. That's the reason why they were kicked out of Shomron. Which is called Ahula. And here, what happened to Noah? Same thing. Because he was Vayesht min hayayin vayishkar, vayitgal betoch Ahula. That's the same reason what caused Ahula, which is Shomron, to go in Galut. That's what Rashi brings down over there. That's the same idea. He tells us here the Da'at Zkenim. It's the same thing. ויש לומר שעשרת השבטים גלו על ידי היין, דכתיב השוטה מזרק היין. והם היו בשומרון שנקראת אהולה. דכתיב בחזקאל ויקרא לשומרון אהולה וירושלים אהוליבה. That's what Da'at Zkenim tells us. That's what it is. So now, Baruch Hashem, we have two times it says אהולה. We read it אהולה. We have פירושים for both of them. No problem. The problem is, continue a little bit more. We also see the Ahulo. See later on the Pasuk. After Abraham Avinu came out of Egypt, here we're talking about he was going down to Egypt. After he came out of Egypt, the pasuk "Vayal Abraham Mitzrayim hu veishto v'chol asher lo ve'lo tamo nekba ve'Abraham kamel meod b'makne b'kesef b'zahav." Again, where did he get all this wealth? Ve'hilo, not Paro, didn't give him anything. Ve'yelech lemasav menegev ve'ad Bet'el adam makom asher hayasham aholo b'tehla ben Bet'el u'ben ha'ay. He went to same exact place that he put his tent the first time when he was going down to Egypt. Now he was coming out of Egypt, he was very wealthy. On the way down to Egypt, Rashi brings down from the Midrash that he didn't have money. So he hired a motel. He stayed in a motel, cheap motel that he could afford. On the way back from Egypt, he was very wealthy. He's not going to stay in Super 8. He's not going to stay in cheap hotels. He's going to go to the best hotels. Now he has a lot of money. He said, no, Abraham Avinu. He the same place that he was when he came down to Mitzrayim, same place he went back. It says, El hamakom asher hayashama holo batehla. Same place that he was when he was going down to Mitzrayim, he passed by the same place. The problem here also says Ahula. We read it Ahulo. It says Ahula. Let's see what Rashi is saying. Oops, we have a problem, there is no Rashi. Rashi doesn't say over there, he keeps quiet. What happened? That's a question that Hatam Sofer, he asked this question. So, the Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, the Flemetet Amud Alef, he tells us here, he says, Adham Makom Asher Hayasham Aholo Betehla, that's the last time it says the word Ahula. He said, Besefer Binyan Ariel Hiksha, yeah? What do you ask? Why it says Ahula with the letter Ahula? With the bait Ahula? With the Vav? Dela'el, Pirash Rashi, Shinata Ohil Sara Tehla. Abalacha, Matsorich Shahazar Lamakom Shinata Ohil Sara Tehla. Before Rashi told us, why it says Vayetcham Ahulo, he put Sarah's tent first. I understand he put Sarah's tent first. You want to teach me that he has to respect his wife. He put, because he also, the Shekhinah was Sheruya, Me'al Ahula Shel Sarah, he put her tent first. Hazak Baruch, I got my lesson. Why the Torah is coming to teach me again? Ahulo, it says Ahula. What is it coming to teach now? I got the lesson that he was respecting his wife. I understand. Abalacha, what's wrong with Shehazar al-Makom Shanata Ahul Ishtot Yehla? Gam Yish Lefarish Debarav, Le'anyan Mar Remez, Ramaz lanu shenatal shenata ohel sara tehla. What is he telling us that he put Sarah's tent first? In the second time, it says by the first time, yani by Abraham, when it says vayetcham aholo, Rashi tells us he put Sarah's tent first. Why he put Sarah's tent first? I told you from Hadushay Radal and the Midrash that he tells us why he put her tents, because he saw Shechina. It was more important. Shechina sheruya me'al ahula shel sara. And the Rashi brings down later on, "Kol asher tomar elicha Sarah shema bikula," which means that Abraham Avinu, kibyachol, he was tafel leSarah ben Biut. She was bigger than him in Nebuah, whatever that means. That's what Hakim tells us. Therefore, "Kol asher tomar elicha Sarah shema bikula." That's what the Hadushah Radari told us. That's the reason why he put Sarah's tent first. But here, Hatam Sofer said, he has different pirush. He comes with different approach. Said, "Ma tzorich shehazar ve'od, ma ramaz lanu shenata ohed sara tehla." That's what he said. "Ve'nira li'aniyut da'ati," because it says in the Gemara Masechet Hulin. Let's read the Gemara from there. You have Gemara Masechet Hulin, the Pidalet Amud Bet. The Gemara tells us here, "Darash Rab Avira." Hakam Rab Avira, he was Doresh. "Zimnin amar la mishemeder bi'ame, v'zimnin amar la mishemeder bi'ase." Sometimes he used to say that Hadush in the name of Rabbi Amez, in the name of Rabbi Yase. What's a Hadush? May dechtiv tob ish honen umalve yechalkel debarav b'mishpat. What does this pasuk mean? So Rabbi Avirai was Doresh. That pasuk is coming to teach us, le'olam yochal adam v'yishteh pachot ma sheyesh lo. V'yilbash v'yitkaseh b'ma sheyesh lo. V'yichabed ishto b'na v'yoter ma sheyesh lo. שהן תלויים בו, והוא תלוי מי שאמר והיה העולם. That means, he was Doresh over here, that always the person, he should eat less than what he wants to eat, and he should get dressed with according to his wealth. You shouldn't get dressed, you know, with ripped clothes if you could afford to wear normal clothes. On the other hand, you don't have to wear a fancy clothes. According to your wealth, that your clothes should supposed to be. Your food, your meals should be less than what you could afford. You could afford every day to get a chicken sandwich. Don't get every day chicken sandwich. Get it once a week. So that's what it is. But whatever, less than what you could afford. That's about the food, about the clothing, according to his level. And bichabed ishto banav yoter ma sheyeshlo. You should respect them more than what he could afford. Now, what does this really mean? The person has to respect his wife and his children more than what he could afford. What does it mean? The person, he doesn't have money, it's hardly covering up the expenses of the month. He doesn't have. But the Gemara said, you have to respect your wife more than what he could afford. So what does it mean? I have to go steal to respect my wife? What I have to do? So I saw here the Ben Ish Chai. He says, Kashe, ze hayoter meichani be'enu. You have to respect your wife more than what he could afford. Where are they going to get the money? If you won the million and the lottery, 900 million, then I understand. But Hazid, the guy, doesn't have. What's he gonna do? Kashe zeh yoter mechani beinu vechi yigzol veyabi lahem. Could it be? Veim tomar yilve me'acherim. Maybe Rabbi Avira is coming to teach us. Even though you don't have money, but you could borrow money from others in order to respect your wife, and Hashem is gonna help you to return it. I said, oh yeah. That's what it means. That cannot be. Hene halove me'achar sheyodea she'enu yachol lefroa alo. If a guy is taking a loan that he knows there's no way he could pay it back, alav ne'emar lovei rasha' velo yishalem. Person is not allowed to take a loan if he knows that he cannot afford to pay it back. So what do you want the person to do over here? He has to respect his wife more than what he could. Where the money is coming from? ונראה לי בסעתת שמיה, הכוונה שאם הוא משער שכר מלאכתו 80 דינר בחודש, או שיש לו שכר קצוב 80 דינר בחודש, והוא צריך לו בשביל האכילה של בשר בכל יום 40 דינרים, ובשביל שתייה 20 דינרים, ובשביל לבושים הכרחיים 20 דינרים, נמצא שלא נשאר בידו מעות יתרים כדי לכבד בהם את אשתו ובניו. לכן, בא בעל המאמר הזה לומר, יאכל וישתה פחות ממה שיש לו. שלא יוסי 60 דינרים בשביל אכילה ושתייה, אלא יפחות מזה. דהיינו שיאכל שתי לילות בשבוע בשר, ושתי לילות דגים, ושתי לילות ירק, ובזה יוציא לאכילה ושתייה 50 דינרים, וישאר בידו 10 דינרים, בהם יכבד אשתו בנה. That's what he says. He said, if the person at the end of the month, let's say he had the salary, he gets $1,000 just for example purposes, $1,000 at the end of the month, and he knows that he needs to spend, he has to spend the money as 800, he has to spend, on the food. Back then, they didn't have a problem for mortgage and rents and all these things. Each one has his own house. So Bikitsur said he has to spend $800 on food, $200, $400 on clothing. So that's it, you're gone, your money's gone. How is he going to respect his wife? He said, no problem, how much you want to eat? Anyway, Rabbi Avira said, لَعُلَى مِخْوَالَ أَدَامِ يَشْتَي بَحُوتْ مَا شَيْشْتَو. You need $600 to spend for shopping, for food? He said, instead of buying the best of the best, you don't have to eat meat every day. Tzamtzem a little bit from the food that you're eating, yukhal pachot ma sheyesh lo, and that extra, respect your wife with that. That's what he brings down over here. And after that, he brings down ve'od nirali b'sahatat shmaya, ein kavana al yicholet shelo b'ma'ot, ela kavana al hashibut ha'mana shemibi le'eshto, shetiyeh hashuba u'mfueret, yoter min ha'mana shemibi le'atzmo. He said, it doesn't mean that you have to respect your wife more than what you could, because you cannot, what I want from him. You cannot. But he said, I understand. You have to buy something for you. You have to buy something for your wife. The thing, the item that you're buying for your wife, make it more hashub. What does it mean more hashub? Let's say you need to buy a suit, your wife needs to buy a dress. Instead of for you to buy the suit for $300, your wife a dress for $59. And said, do the opposite. You buy a suit on Amazon for $59 and buy your wife a dress for $300. That's what he tells us over here. And he brings the story over here. מעשה בחסיד אחד שיצא לשוק לקנות תקה אחת של משי בשביל בגד שבת לעצמו. He brought fabric you know, the something nice fabric, hashub fabric for himself to make a suit for him, for himself, and fabric shel meshi bishbil ishto. וקנשתיהן שווין בגוון אחד, ורק אחת הייתה מעולה בזיבה והדרה כפליים על חברתה. והוא נתן האחת המשובחת יותר לתופר בשוק שתפור אותה בגד לעצמו. והשנייה הגרועה הביא לאשתו שתפור אותה בגד לעצמה. So instead a guy, he bought two different fabrics. The best of the best of the fabric that he bought, he took it to the tailor, to the custom fit suit for him. And the cheaper fabric, he didn't send it to the tailor also. He gave it to his wife. He said, you could take it, and he could make dress according to your taste. והתופר הביא לו הבגד בערב שבת בסוף היום, קודם שהלך לקבלת שבת. והוא לקחו מיד התופר, וברך עליו שחיינו, ולבשו לכבוד שבת. והלך לבית כנסת. And so the tailor, he brought it back to him, his suit, Friday afternoon, he brought it to him. Suit is ready. He said Shehayanu, he wore it, he went to shul. His wife, she was busy cooking, she didn't see him. Laura Tauto, Kita'as Wukab Sokhi Shabbat. She also, in the meanwhile, she prepared her own dress and she wore it also Lukhbot Shabbat. After that, when her husband came back at night, she saw a beautiful suit that he's wearing. She asked him, where is this from? ובו בעלה מבית הכנסת ראתה הבגד של הבעלה משובחת שלה כפלי כפליים וחרה לה מאוד על אשר לקח החשובה לעצמו והביא לה הגרועה. So she got very upset because of this. ותאמר לו, הקישוט נאה לאיש או לאישה? She asked him a question. He start, you know, קול קול יעקב, then ידיים ידי עשה, he start fighting. But in the beginning, he said, קול קול יעקב. She asked him, said, the person, he has to get dressed, he has to be handsome, he has to look beautiful, he has to look handsome. Who does this fits more, to the husband or to the wife? Then of course, woman, in shay la lbanim, in shay la liyofi. Isha is liyofi. But he omer liha isha. But tomer, imkain, lama ta lakahta hamfueret litkashit pa veli yibit ha-gru'a? Why you took the expensive fabric for yourself? והיא אומר, אני קשתתי את עצמי לכבוד שבת. לכבוד שבת. ואתה אומר, אף על פי כן, הקשות ראוי לי ולא לך. ואני עשה וכוח ביניהם, they started arguing, and they had a fight Friday night, and they were fighting and talking and fighting and arguing during Saudi and everything. And after that, והנה, אחר שישן, בקיצור, אני עשה וכוח ביניהם בדבר זה עד השינה. When the argument start in the house, it said, doesn't stop until they fall asleep. As long as they're up, fight continues. So they want to sleep. והנה אחר שישן זה, חלם שראה נייר אחד לבן, כתוב עליו תיבת יגל באותיות אשורית, ותחתיה תיבת אש. So the word יגל, an אש, he doesn't understand, ויקס ותפח עם רוחו. כי אמר תיבת יגל הוא סומן טוב לשמחה וגילה. יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל, that's very good. But what's the אש? אש is דין הוא. It sounds like Gehinnom. What's going on over here? V'itztair mina v'alach yasil harab. He went to the Hakam to be poter. And the Hakam, he asked him, tell me what happened before you went to sleep. Anything, argument, something. No, nothing. Everything was good. But he told him, anything, maybe. He said, yeah, it's just a regular, argument between me and my wife. That's what it is. He told, tell me exactly what happened. He told him the whole story. He told him, that's what they told you exactly in your dream. He told him, והרב הבין פתרון החלום, ויאמר לו, מן השמיים מראו לך שהאמת הייתה עם אשתך, והיית צריך שתתן לה הבגד המודרת להתקשט בה היא, והייתה תקח את הגרועה. ותיבת יגל, סדהי ראשי תיבות, לא ילבש גבר. ותיבת אש היא גימטריה, היא ראשי תיבות, סמלת אישה. So they're showing you, לא ילבש גבר, סמלת אישה. It doesn't mean that you're wearing the suit, סמלת אישה. That fabric that you use for your suit fits more to Simlat Isha. That's what they were hinting for you in the Halom. שיגידו לך בחלום, את אשר לבשת היה ראוי שתהיה סמלת אישה. ואתה הגבר לבשת סמלה הראויה לה. ויראו לך דבר זה בראשי תיבות למפריע. יגל לא ילבש גבר, סמלת אישה, אש. סמלת אישה going backward. Also יגל, לא ילבש גבר, also going backward. That means דהורות לך, כי אתה הלכת בדרך הפוך, שקשטת את עצמך בבגד החשוב, שלך נתת את הגרוע. Therefore, that's what they were hinting to you in your dream. נמצאים למדים, אם האדם קונה בגד לעצמו ולשתו, ולא נזדמן לו לקנות שניהם מן החשוב, אלא אחד חשוב ואחד גרוע, שכבד אשתו בזה החשוב. ועל כי יוסף הזה כאמר שיכבד אשתו ובניו יותר מה שיש לו, what does mean יותר מה שיש לו? Better than the bigger that you bought for yourself. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean you have to steal or get a loan to respect your wife. He said, no, that's each person goes according to what he could afford. So that's here what the Gemara is telling us over here. That's what it is. לעולם יכבד אשתו בניו יותר מה שיש לו. שהם תלויים בו והוא תלוי מי שאמר והעולם. Now, we all know the Gemara, famous Gemara, מסכת בבא מציעה. The Gemara tells us over there, the Nun Tet Amud Alef. אמר בחלבו, לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בכבוד אשתו. A person has to respect his wife, why? שאין ברכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של האדם, אלא בשביל אשתו. שני, אמרו לאברהם, היטיב בעבורה. Our parasha, ולאברהם היטיב בעבורה. What does mean אברהם היטיב בעבורה? The Gemara doesn't want to understand, like Rashi, ולאברהם היטיב פרעו בעבורה. He said, no, for sure, לא קיימת אמרנו זה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, blessed אברהם אבינו. But because of what? Well, Abraham Hetib, why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Hataba and he made him very wealthy to Abraham Kavid Makne Bakisu Bazab? Why? Ba'abura, because he was respecting his wife, because he was respecting Sarah, therefore Hashem blessed him. That's the reason why Abraham Abinu Vayet Sham Ahulo. What Ahulo? Rashi in the first time Rashi tells us Ahulo Ahula. So understand, that's no problem. He put his wife tent. Perfect. That's what he's supposed to do. That's the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu Abraham Hetib Ba'avura, because of Sarah, Hashem blessed Abraham Avinu. Now, after Abraham Avinu, he became very wealthy. After he came back from Mitzrayim the second time, said El Hamakom Asher Hayasham Aholo Betehla Ben Betel Uben Ha'ai. What does mean? He went back to the same place to teach to everyone else, you know what's the reason why I became very wealthy? Abraham Kavim, you know why? He came to publicize the reason why he became wealthy. You know why? Because Asher Hayasham Aholo. Aholo says Ahola. Because he was respecting his wife first, therefore Hashem blessed him. But he low, not from Parao. Parao didn't give him any, didn't give him a penny. The Tobar Parao gave him. It's only that he didn't kill him. But where he got all the wealth, he got it from Kadosh Baruch Hu because he was respecting his wife. That's here. Then we'll come back to the Hatam Sofer and Torah Moshe Lametet. It says here, לעולם יכול להיות שתי פחות מאשר יש לו, שאם תלוי בו ויהיו תלוי מי שאמר והיה עולם. על כן רמז כאן שאף על פי ששרה הייתה צדקת ואברהם תפל לה בנבואה, מכל מקום זכותו רב ממנה. Still, even though Sarah, she was bigger than Abraham ben Nebiut, but Abraham was bigger than Sarah in what aspect? That he was publicizing Hashem in the eyes of others, was bringing people to Ta'at Kanfei Shekhinah, was bringing people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bebono mizbeyah, vikorei b'shem Hashem barabim. So because of this, she was getting the bracha because of him. Sarah was getting bracha because of him. Ha'ken ata ahula shel Sarah tihla, ki yitiruya bo. Since that he has to respect his wife first, therefore he put her tent first to teach us that her tent first, why you built first your tent? So she's depending on me. I have to take care of her first. I'm depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. But I have to take care of my wife. She's depending on me. Hakim tell us, as much as the wife could be tzaddik, you see by Rahel Amenu. Even by Rahel Amenu, there's your side, if I'm not mistaken, said they bring down that what she tell Yaakov Abinu? She told Yaakov Abinu, "Hava li banim ve'im ayin meta anochi." She told Yaakov Abinu, "Give me children, and if not, lama li hayim." So what do you want from him? Ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said no, Hashatelu Yabo. She's depending on you. Yaakov Abinu, same way Abraham Abinu, he prayed for his wife Sarah. He also had to pray for me. Why? Because I'm depending on you. So that's what he said. Since that she's depending on him, therefore he put her tent first. אמנם אחר כך ברתו למצרים ויצא מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ, וגם בקש ממנה שתאמר אחותי היא, והיא לא קבלה עליה, כמו שכתב הרמב"ן. אז בזה נפל מדרגתו קצת, וניזון הוא בזכותה. אבל אחר כך, אך כשיצא מצרים חזר ונתעלה למדרגה הראשונה וילך למסעיו הראשונות ועליו מעלות הקודש עד שהגיע למדרגה שהיא תלויה בו. So that's what he told us over here. The reason why he built Sarah stand first because that's what the Gemara tells us. Le'olam yichabed adam ishto yoter ma sheyeshlo. That's the reason why he built her tent first, and why the Torah repeat again elam makom asher hayasham ha'olo b'tehila. That's to publicize, to announce it in front of others, that the reason why Abraham became wealthy, not from Parao, became wealthy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in what zechut? Because he put Sarah's tent first. That's the reason why Abraham Avinu became very wealthy. However, we saw here in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva tells us here, Sehok v'kallut rosh mergilim ta'adam la'arva. Masoret siyag la'Torah. Ma'asrot siyag la'osher. Nedarim siyag la'pirishut, siyag la'chokma shtika. A lot of things he's telling us. We'll focus on one of them that we need. Ma'asrot siyag la'osher. What does mean ma'asrot siyag la'osher? We have here Rabbeinu Yonah. It tells us here. Ma'asrot siyag la'osher v'chidamrina masichet ta'anit daftet al oto tinnok shehaya kore aser te'aser. Amar lo Rabbi Yohanan aser b'shbil shet'asher. Rabbi Yohanan, he interpreted the pasuk. What aser te'aser kote wa zaraicha. He said, if you take out ma'aser, you give tzedakah. Shetasher. Aser b'shvil shetasher. If you give ma'asrot, you could give ma'asrot, and Hashem is going to make you wealthy. Aser b'shvil shetasher. Then that kid, he asked Rabbi Yohanan, Amar le, v'chi mutar lenasot? Could you check HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, what do you mean to check him? You want to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to give ma'asrot now. I want to see that he's going to make me wealthy. Could you do such a thing? The pasuk said, "Lo tenasu et Adonai Eloheichem kasher nisitem b'masa." You're not allowed to put conditions to a kadosh baruch. I'm giving ma'aser because I want you to make me wealthy. So how come? Say aser b'shbil shetasher. How could that be? Amar lo Rabbi Yohanan. Amar Rabbi Yoshaya chutz mizu. That's the only exception. You could do it. You could give ma'asrot, and you could tell a kadosh baruch, "I'm giving ma'asrot because I want you to make me wealthy." Why? How do you know this? Shnei mar habiu et kol ma'asar el bet ha'otzar v'hi teref b'beti u'b'hanunina bazot. Check me out to this. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you could check me out to this. You could check out. No problem. V'al ze neymar ma'asrot siyag la'osher. Kelomar, she'arosel et asher yiten ma'asrot b'ayin yafa. V'shelo yomar elef kurin, ech etten mea mehem lema'asar v'hen shavin kama. So you don't say like this. Don't say I'm giving a lot of ma'asrot, 10%. Give a lot. So don't look at it like this. You have to look at it that Hashem is giving you 90%, and you're giving him back the 10%. That's how you look at it. You should give it out of love. Ki Hashem itbarach ve'itale ne'eman l'shelem lo kol ma she'iten u'lechpil et ha'sachar hazeh v'hu emet gam al pi nisayon. So you could check it out also. Ve'anyan ha'tzedakah hu kmo ma'asrot u'b'harbot b'tzedakah yosif osher al osherot. Yeah, like the Gemara also tells us, what the Gemara says, Melach Mamon Hasir. The person who wants, he has money, he wants to make sure that the money is going to stay with him, he's going to pickle his money. Melach, what's Melach Mamon? Put salt on the money that you have. What does it mean, put salt? Any food, you put salt, you pickle it, it could last for a longer time. How could you pickle the money that you have? What do you have to do? Melach Mamon Hasir. What Hasir? The Gemara in Ketubot tells us, Hasir, you have to take out some of your money, give it to tzedakah. That's gonna preserve the money, the asset that you already have. بعينان السلكة هو كم معصروت وبربوت بس السلكة يوصف عشر على عشرة. بالي منع لبها دام من التين متنوت قدرلوت لابيونيم بيني معط عشرة. ولو يسبيك. وإلا يدوع يدع كي زوت يسبا إلاف لعصوت بمشبات. So that's what he has to do. That he continues over here. That's what he's telling us. We have different second reason that makes the person wealthy. What is it? The person he gives ma'asrot. When a person gives ma'aser, that makes him wealthy. Based on this, we have the pasuk in Tehillim. We told you once. The pasuk in Tehillim tells us David the Melech said, "Al tira ki ashir ish ki erbe kibud beto ki lo b'moto yikach hakol lo yered acharav kibudo." What does mean? So there was, they bring the story that there was once two people, they're very poor. They went to the Hakam. One person went to the Hakam. He told them, Hakam, I want to become very wealthy. What I have to do? Then the Hakam told him, listen, what do you have to do? If you give out ma'asrot, give tzedakah, that's guaranteed. Ubhanuni nabazot, Hashem is going to bless you. You're going to have a lot of money. But I hardly have money. So from the little that you have, give a little bit according to what he could afford. Give. Then he told him, yeah. So yeah, go check it out. He started giving tzedakah from the little that he had, and Baruch Hashem opened up on him, and he became very wealthy. And that's one person. But his neighbor, he was also very poor. He saw that he became very wealthy. He asked him, what happened? I went to the Hakam. He gave me the advice. So he said, I also want to go. He went to the Hakam. And Hakam, he told him, I need advice to become wealthy. He told him, no problem. Respect your wife. Buy her new clothing. Buy her something hashub. Give her proper respect. And then you're going to become wealthy. He said, oh yeah, no problem. He went back home. He made his wife like the queen. Whatever, what do you need, my dear wife, or anything? He respected her more than what he could. And Baruch Hashem blessed him. He became very wealthy. After a few years, they met each other, and they were talking, how did you become wealthy? How did you become wealthy? Then he told him, I became wealthy. I gave a lot of tzedakah. He said, I became wealthy. I respected my wife. I respected my wife. I thought that she wants a nice couch in the house. I got a nice couch. She wants to renovate the bathroom. Renovated the bathroom. Whatever she asked for, I did it for her. So that's how he became wealthy. Then the first guy, he got upset at the Hakam. He told him, listen, to my friend, he gave him advice. How should he become wealthy? By respecting his wife. By respecting his wife, he's also enjoying it. He's also benefiting. How? His wife now, she wants something in the house. He's also benefiting from it. Or his wife, she wants nice clothing. He's also benefiting from it. Anything that she's doing, it's his benefit. But me, when I'm giving tzedakah, what kind of benefit I'm getting? So why he gave him the second advice that to become wealthy how? By respecting your wife. And to me, he told me to become wealthy how? By giving tzedakah. It's not fair. He should have told me also to respect my wife. And that's how I become wealthy, just like my friend. Then he told him, he quoted in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al tirak ya ashir ish. Don't worry that your friend became very wealthy. How did he become very wealthy? Ki yerbe kibud beto. When he's respecting, what's beto? The Gemara Shabbat Kuf Yud Chet, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yosef said, Me'olam lo karati le'eshti ishti, le'eshti beti. Al tirak ya ashir ish. How would become ashir? Ki yerbe kibud beto, because he's respecting his wife. Don't get jealous of him. Why? Ki lo bemoto yikahako, lo yered aharav kibudo. All the money that he has, probably he has money here in this world. He's benefiting from it in this world. But in al-ulam haba, he has zero. What does he have? But you, that you're giving tzedakah, all the money that you're giving is waiting for you. All tzedakah that you're giving is waiting for you. You're going to get reward. A lot of reward you're going to get reward in al-ulam haba. Other than the reward that he already got here in this world, that he became wealthy because he gave tzedakah, obviously he became very wealthy. He could buy whatever he want. More than this, Hashem is going to reward you in Olam Haba also as well. That's why don't get jealous from your neighbor. Your neighbor, I saw him, is not so much worthy. Therefore, I gave him the second advice. But for you, that you are more hashub, you understand more, I gave you the better advice that you should become ashir how? By giving tzedakot. Now you're giving tzedakot, you're building your Olam Haba. You see here the Gemara, we have the Gemara in the Sechet Baba Batra, the Yud Alef, Amud Alef. The Gemara tells us, here's Tam Rabbanan Ma'aseh Bemunbaz HaMelech Shebezbez Otzrotav Veotzrot Abotav Bishne Batzoret. There was, at his time, there was hunger. People, they're dying out of hunger. They don't have anything to eat. So he opened up all the saving that he has, all the saving that his fathers saved, all the money that they saved, and he was giving tzedakot to aniyim. He doesn't want them to die. The people are dying out of hunger. So he bezbez otzrotav ve'otzrot abotav bishnot batzoret. That's where he gave him a lot of tzedakah. V'habru alav ehav u'bet abiv. And all his family members, they came to attack him. He told them, אמרו לו, אבותיך גנזו והוסיפו על של אבותם, ואתם בזבזם. Your fathers, they collected a lot of money and they added to the money that their fathers left them. And you, not only you're spending your own money, you're taking away that from the safe, their money, and you're spending it also. אמר להם, אבותיי גנזו למטה, ואני גנזתי למעלה. to them. My father's, they collected the money, they put it in the safe. But I spent all the money. What am I doing with all this money? I'm sending it to Olam Haba. Let's hear what the Gemara says. Al tira ki ashir ish ki erbeki bod beto. How did he become ashir? Because he was merbeki bod beto zu ishto. Don't get jealous of him. Ki lo meto yikach kol. Lo yirei da harab ki bodo. Don't take anything with him. All the money is going to stay over here. But your money you give in tzedakah is waiting for you on Olam Haba. What kind of reward you going to get? Heim genzu lemata. Vani genasti lemala. Let's hear what Al-Hakim tell us. That's what it is. With this, we have the Hatam Sofer. He tells us, not here, but in Parashat Naso, the Torah Moshe, he tells us, Parashat Naso, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, he brings down over here, Dita Bagmara, Shnei Dvarim Mebiim Et Adam Lidei Ashirut. Echad Imu Noten Ma'aser, Veshteni Shemchabedet Et Ishto. Siyag Ma'asrot Siyag La'ashirut, like we said from the Mishnah. And he also quotes here the Gemara Masechet Shabbat Kuf Yutei. And the second way how the person become rich, by respecting his wife, like Baba Metziah we read before. V'hene lecha ora lefi ze, kol ha'olam lo ya'asru pirotehem, rak yichabdu et neshotehem b'gadim na'im. V'gam kene ba'im lede ha'ashirut. We just said what we just explained before. Ela al yede ze, sof shachiyah shtabo ishto lede sota. בשביל שמקשטת את עצמה ביותר. על כן טוב לו יותר לעשר פירותיו, כדי שיתעשר על ידי זה, מאשר לכבד את אשתו ביותר. וזה המשך הפסוק, ואיש את קודשיו לא יהיו, ודרשו חזל, שמי שמעכב את מעשרותיו לא, ואיש את קודשיו לא יהיו, he keeps the מעשרות for him. Then, next פסוק, איש קצתה אשתו. Then that is going to lead to the different problems. The best way that the person should, how should the person try to become wealthy? Not by respecting his wife. I'm not saying that he shouldn't respect his wife, Hasb Shalom. But you should put more emphasis on giving tzedakah. Why? Because by giving tzedakah, that's the real wealth that the person is getting in Olam Hazeh and also getting in Olam Haba. So now, maybe now we could connect both of the ways. Maybe you could connect it together. Again, I didn't say that a person should not respect his wife, but adraba, maybe we could connect the two things together, the two ways you could connect it together. A person should respect your wife. Because you're respecting your wife, Hashem's going to bless you, you're going to have a lot of money. You respect your wife, you respect your kids, not only your wife, also your kids. So that's respecting his family members. Then Hashem's going to bless him, he's going to have a lot of money. After Hashem's going to bless him with the money, now what should you do with the money? Give it to tzedakah. Now you got both things together. That's the way you get the combined the both things together. And that's what happened to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, what happened? He Elhamakum Asher Hayasham Aholo Batihla. Aholo, he put Sarastan first. That's the reason why Abraham became very wealthy. Avraham Kabed Meon Bamakne Bakesa Bazahab. But what he did with this money, we ta'ishil birshaba and Vaikrasham Bishem Hashem. He was publicizing Hashem's name. He was giving food to everyone, and he was bringing them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing mitzvot with his money. Because of this, now you see Abraham Avinu, he got wealthy because he was respecting his wife. After Hashem blessed him because he was respecting his wife, he lo mukneson. Parah didn't give him a penny. He had from his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him. What he did with the money? He gave it out. He was ve'ta'esh el bir shaba, achila shtiya lina, for free. Everything. People coming, eating, drinking, sleeping, everything for free. That's what Abraham Avinu was doing. Now he did both things together. Maybe with this we could understand the pasuk later on the parasha. When there was argument between the shepherd of Abraham and the shepherd of Lot, what the pasuk said? Abraham, he told Lot, what he told him, ויאמר אברהם אל לוט, אין לה תהי מריבה ביני וביניך ובין רועי ובין רועיך, כי אנשים אחים אנחנו. הלא כל הארץ לפניך, הפרד דמי עליי. We don't want to be together. I see that they're having problems. Let's separate. הפרד דמי עליי. עם השמאל וימינה. ועם הימין ועשמאילה. He said, if you're going to go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you're going to go to the left, I'll go to the right. That's what Abraham told Lot. And then Lot, he chose Sodom. He went to Sodom. The Farshim, they asked, said, I don't understand. Why Abraham told him, Ima semol ve'emina, ve'ma yamin ve'esme'ila. Why he told him like this? If Lot already went to the small, stay in your spot. You're far away from him. He went to the east. You stay in your spot. He said, if you go to the east, I'll go to the west. What is this? It's enough. If one of them is going to go, the other one could stay in the spot. What is this? Why does he have to move to the other side? As we explained, that Abraham Avinu, after Hashem blessed him because he was respecting his wife, what he did with the money, as I said, he was giving it away. It was Vayta'ish al-Birshaba. However, Lot, what happened to Lot? Said, no, he saw Sodom, that probably he could make more money in Sodom. He said, he wants to go to over there. Until at the end, what happened? He lost everything. You see, later on, when Sodom was destroyed, what the Malach told Lot, ויאמר המלט על נפשך, אל תביט אחריך, ואל תעמוד בכל הכיכר. הר המלט, פן תספה. לא יודעים, המלט על נפשך, what's המלט על נפשך? רשי ברינס דן, פון דברי חזל, המלט על נפשך, אל תחוס על ממונך. Don't look at your money. You're not worthy to save your money. You're not worthy to save yourself also. Only we're saving you only in the zikhut of Abraham. So it's enough that you're saving yourself. המלט על נפשך. Don't look about your money. Your money, all the Lord's money, went to Tumyon. He didn't get anything from it. Why? Because Rashi brings down what beracha and what zechut Lot he got tzonu bakar ve'ohalim because ha'olechet Abraham, because he was going with Abraham. He was escorting the tzaddik Abraham Abinu. Therefore Hashem blessed him. But what are you doing with the money now? Hashem blessed you with the money. What are you doing with it? You want to multiply it more and more and more. Then he said it's not worthy. Therefore he pushed him. He didn't save anything of his money. That's here what Abraham Abinu, he was teaching Lot. He was telling him, listen, imasemol ve'emina. What does it mean, Masimul Ve'emina? We told you before that Rabbi Yonah, he told us, Rabbi Yohanan, he was Doresh, Aser Te'aser. What Aser Te'aser? Aser Bishbil Shet Ta'asher. So what does it mean? It says Aser Te'aser. But he said there, one of them, Aser Te'asher. So what's the difference between Aser and Ta'asher? He said, the dot. Where do you put the dot, on the right or on the left? He said, if you're going to do Aser, Imasimul, then ve'emina, we're going to put it on the right, ta'asher. But if you're looking at ta'asher, then you're not going to go nowhere. So that's what it is. Imasemol ve'emina. If you're going to look at ta'asher, then you're going to be ta'asher. He was teaching Lot that lesson, but Lot didn't listen to him. That's what happened. So that's what Hakim tell us, that Hashem blessed Abraham Abinu, but after he blessed him, he also did tzedakot with the money. Now he saved Na'olam Azeh, and he saved also Na'olam Abraham Abinu, after Hashem blessed him with everything. Now we could go back to explain Be'ezrat Hashem what we started before. We said that Be'agadila Shemecha Zehu She'omrim Elohe Yaakob. Not Elohe Abraham, not Elohe Israel, Elohe Yaakob. Like we explained in the beginning, because the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Ve'ani Agid Le'olam Azemera Le'Elohe Yaakob. What does it mean? Ani Agid Le'olam Azemera Le'Elohe Yaakob. I praise to the God of Yaakob. What does it mean, the God of Yaakov? Not the God of Yaakov, not the God of Israel. What Elohe Israel? What's Elohe Yaakov? What's Elohe Yaakov? Elan Farshim, they tell us that sometimes the person, he feels that he's in the mood now, something in him is pushing him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different times, the person feels he's not in the mood for doing any mitzvot. Ups and down. Every person has ups and down. Yes, Ra comes to the person, how much are you already doing? It's okay, you don't have to do it now. Suddenly, the Yisr Ra'i puts a person down. When a person is not in the mood now, he doesn't do anything. But Hakim tell us, Ta'am Israel, we're called Israel, we're called also Yaakov. What's the difference between Yaakov and Israel? Yaakov is in lower level, Israel in the higher level. That's Israel, let's say in the higher level. Whenever Am Israel, they were serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha and with Heshek, we're called Israel. Otherwise, Yaakov. פסוק למה תומר יעקב ותדבר ישראל נסתרה דרכי מאדוהי מלפניו משפטי יעבור. Said many times you see the פסוקים, said the פסוקים the attacking כביכול, why he saying יעקב? יעקב said that's when a person serving הקדוש ברוך הוא, not with שמחה, not with enthusiasm, אלא serving him כמצוות אנשים מלומדה. That's what יעקב אבינו That's what Yaakov, the word Yaakov, why sometimes we call Yaakov, sometimes we call Israel. Israel, Sarita, Am Elohim, Am Anashim, Betuchal. That's a higher level. That's a more Hashub level. We have interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Yerushalmi, Masechet Berachot, the Gemara tells us over there, and Perek He, Halakha Alef, the Gemara says here, Rabbi Hezkiah, Verbi Yaakov Baraha, ורבי יסה בשם רבי יוחנן אמרו לעולם לא יהיה הפסוק הזה זז מתוך פיך. So you should never forget about this פסוק. You should always mention it. Which פסוק? אדוני צבאות עמנו משגב לנו אלוהי יעקב סלע. That's a פסוק. Never forget this פסוק. Always mention it. רבי יוסה ברבי אבון ורבי אבהו בשם רבי יוחנן וחבריה אמרו אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח בך. This pasuk, different pasuk. Don't forget this pasuk. Always say it. Rabbi Hizkiya, b'shem Rabbi Abu Amar, yihi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu shetatzilenu m'sha'ot ha'chatzufot ve'hakashot ve'hara'ot ha'yotzot ha'mitragashot lavo ba'olam. So he said that these pasukim, you should never forget about them. What's so special about these pasukim? I saw it in Ben Ish Hai, in Bnayahu, he has Pirush on the Gemara Yerushalmi. He doesn't have a lot in Yerushalmi. He has only Masechet Berachot. But this, it happened that he has Pirush on it. לעולם לא יהיה פסוק הזה זז מתוך פיך, אדוני צבאות עמנו משגב לנו. כתבו מקובלים, says Ben Ish Hai here, פסוק ראשון אמרו אברהם אבינו עליו שלום. אדוני צבאות עמנו משגב לנו, אלוהי יעקב סלע, this פסוק אברהם אבינו סלל. פסוק שני, אנסו את שאל אדם בוטי אחבך, יצחק אבינו אמרו. פסוק שלישי, אדוני יושיע המלך יענן מיון קורנו, יעקב אמרו. ולכן אומרים שלוש פעמים, שלוש פסוקים אלו, אחר פתום הקטורת בכל יום. וגם אומרים אותם קודם תפילת ערבית, להכניע הדינים שמתגברים בלילה ולהגביר את החסדים. That's what he said. That's the שער הכוונות also, it brings the same idea. That's why we start ערבית every day. How do you start ערבית? אדוני צבאות עמנו משגב לנו, אלוהי יעקב סלע. He said these three פסוקים. Why? Because the Gemara Yerushalmi says here, לעולם לא יהיה פסוק הזה זז מתוך פיך. You should always mention these פסוקים. It brings you the first of all, מגביר החסדים on top of the דינים, and brings you closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא. But according to the way we're explaining it, we could understand the what. We could understand that when a person is, he feels that he's in Yaakov's mood, he's not in Israel's mood, he feels that he's not in the mood now. It's Yaakov, Yagata B. He's not in the mood to do mitzvot. He doesn't have enthusiasm and he doesn't feel that, he wants to do something special. I said, Adraba. I said, now also you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yamush ha-pasuk hazeh m'picha, you should always mention Adonai Tzevaot amanu mizgab lanu, Elohei Yaakob Sela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when you are Yaakob, you still have to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who said this pasuk? Ben Ish Hai said, Abraham Avinu said this pasuk. What do we learn from Abraham Avinu? He said this pasuk, Elohei Yaakob Sela. Why you mention Abraham? You should mention Elohei Abraham. Why Elohei Yaakob? Abraham, he said Elohei Yaakob. Why? There are many pirushim to it, but the way we're explaining it, we could explain that Abraham Avinu, he got, in the beginning, the Chaura, he was kibachol, he was shocked, or he was sort of yeush, he gave up hope, or something like this, but at the end, he saw that he's supposed to start. Why? Because we all know at what age Abraham Avinu hakir et boro. How old was Abraham Avinu when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He had many, many different opinions. One opinion said that he was, the Gemara says, that he was 3 years old when he was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar, Aikeb Asher Shema Abraham Bekoli. Aikeb, what's the Gematria of Aikeb? 172. How many years Abraham lived? 175. 172 years, Shema Abraham Bekoli. That means he was Ben Shalosh Kishakirut Boro. Said the Midrash said it was 48, the Rambam said it was 40, some said it was 52, each one has different Pirushim. But according to most of the Pirushim, it was 40, 48 years old. Now, during his time, the Pasul, Veikra Sham Abraham B'Shem Hashem, he was announcing Kadosh Baruch Hu, no one knew Kadosh Baruch Hu. He Hakir Et Boro, no one knew Kadosh Baruch Hu, until he came, he started to publicize, there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, he's Manhiga Bira, and he was Mikareba Anashim Tahat Kanfei Shekhinah, Haman and Sarah Aminu. Now, let me ask you a question. We all know that Abraham Avinu, how old was Abraham when Noah passed away? Noah, he was living until Abraham's age. Abraham, they were living together. Even though Rashi tells us in last week's parasha, what Rashi said, said, Noah is tzaddik, bidurotav is tzaddik. But if he was happened to be in the generation of Abraham, he would have been considered as nothing. Bidurotav is hashub, ilo ha bidurosh al Abraham, lo hayin hashab lekulum. Then Farshim asked, what do you mean? He was in the generation of Abraham Abinu. He was there. He was in the same generation. How? Because you have the Ibn Ezra told us, he said, there's a famous saying, he said, Abraham haya ben Noah kishin niftar Noah. Abraham, he was 58 years old when Noah passed away. He was 58 years old when Noah passed away. So he was in his time. But then Farshim said, no, Hakim, they were medayek in their lashon, ilu haya bedrosh el Abraham lo yanachshab leklum. At the age of 58, Abraham's name wasn't Abraham. Abraham's name was Abram. Hakim said, Noah bedorotav haya tzaddik. Ve'ilu haya bedorosh el Abraham lo yanachshab leklum. Because he wasn't in Abraham's time. He was in Abram's time, not Abraham's time. But whatever it is, 58 years of Abraham's life, Noah was around, was still around. And Noah, obviously, after he came out of the Teba, he saw what happened to the world, and even Mizbeach, and he also Noah brought Mizbeach, Be'al Olot, he brought Korbanot also Noah. And where was he? How come he wasn't publicizing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He saw Abraham Avinu, even though Noah is around, and he saw the Mabul, he saw everything, no one knows about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's Noah? Where is he? He said, probably Noah, he tried and he didn't, no one listened to him. So what am I going to do? So Kibyachol Abraham Avinu, Kibyachol got a little bit, he gave up hope, Kibyachol. But he said, no, Mena, Nili, Mili. Adonai Tzevaot Amanu Mzgablanu, Elohei Yaakob Sela. Even at the worst time that the person is going through, you still have to try your best. I try your best. What happened to Abraham Avinu? He was Megier Anshim Tahat Kanfei Shekhinah. His wife was also Megier Anshim Tahat Kanfei Shekhinah. Maybe with this, maybe now we could fit also what we said. V'agedila shemecha zehu she'omrim Elohei Yaakov. What does mean Elohei Yaakov? That's coming to teach us that you, Abraham Abinu, that I made you Ab Hamot Goyim, even though you were born to your father Terah, and Terah was Abed Avodah Zarah, and no one knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Noah was around. So Yichaura, Kibyachol, Abraham was supposed to give up hope. But no, he said, Elohei Abraham. And Adonai Tzevaot Mzgablanu, Elohei Yaakov Sela. We have Elohei Yaakov. Even though at the time of Yaakov, not Israel, still do your best. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. Ve'ita'a Asher Be'er-Sheba, and ve'et al-Nefesh Asher Asu Be'Haran. Pasuk al-Nefesh Asher Asu Be'Haran. The Midrash Rabbah brings down, said, one of the Hakamim said over there, said, even if all the Hakamim from Mot HaOlam are going to come to create the Nefesh, nothing, even Yitush they cannot create. What Nefesh Asher Asu Be'Haran? Shua the Nefesh Asu Be'Haran? Ela, Megayrim Otam. They were bringing them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a lot of people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, V'agedela Shemecha, your name is going to become bigger. How? Because even at your times that you weren't Chaura Kibyachol, Kibyachol give up hope, still you were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what V'agedela Shemecha Zeh Hoshemrim Elohei Yaakov. That's what Hakim tell us, that the person should always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you're in the stage, you're in the mode of Israel, or you're in the mode or the mood of Yaakov, we still have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Gemara in Yerushalmi says, Le'olam lo yeh pasuk hazeh zaz mtokh picha, Adonai Tzevaot Amanu Mzgablanu, Elohei Yaakov Selah. We should always try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person start from the Metuch Aniyut, then you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Metuch Ashirut, Be'ezrat Hashem. Yes, you should always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and skill HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'tobot B'Torah, Amen V'Amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zokot Israel, Fichach, Arba Rahim.